Aldo Clementi's Triplum, performed by members of the London Sinfonietta. Ending this week's Here and Now, which was presented by Sarah Moore Peach and produced by Peter Meanwell. As always, there's more information on all the items in today's programme on the Here and Now website, including some images of artwork by the composer John Cage. Next week, Ivan Hewitt will be at the Spitalfields Festival to hear more music by Clementi. That's at the same time, 10:30. Quick glance at Monday's Night Waves, in which we'll be asking, what is the value of optimism? Mark Twain once said that an optimist is a person who travels on nothing, from nowhere, to happiness. And yet today our culture seems suspicious of optimism. Where hope once pervaded the arts, it's now generally regarded as shallow and unsophisticated. Look on the bright side and join Night Waves on Monday evening at 9:15. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's nearly 3 minutes past midnight and time now for the early music show. Here's Lucy Skeeping with a repeat of a concert from 2008, featuring the music of Dufay.
We're back at the York Early Music Festival today with highlights from a concert given over the summer at one of the city's most ancient venues, the 13th century Chapter House of York Minster. For this late night concert, the Chapter House was entirely lit by candles, making a suitably magical atmosphere for a programme of music from the 14th and 15th centuries. The performers are La Reverdy, a five-piece group founded by two pairs of Italian sisters, Claudia and Livia Cafagni, and Elisabetta and Ella de Merkovic, who specialise in bringing to life the vast and varied repertoire from the Middle Ages. All of them vocalists and players of lute, viol, harp, rebec and recorder between them. They're joined by Doron David Sherwin on cornetto and percussion and on voice as well. So a lovely sound texture. And they begin with a short piece by the Benedictine monk Bartolomeo da Bologna. He wrote it in 1410 for the coronation of the Pope, a lovely example of the kind of poetic and musical flowering that was later to captivate another young composer, Guillaume Dufay, while he was on his travels through Italy. But more about him later. This is La Reverdy opening their concert with Morir Desio.
Morir Desio.
Thank you.
Riadezio by Bartolomeo da Bologna, performed by La Reverdy. Just a few years after that piece was written, a young musician from the French town of Cambrai was setting off on a journey that would change his life forever. Guillaume Dufay was 23 when he left behind the world of the cathedral cloister and travelled south to sunnier climes. He was looking for inspiration, a place where he could learn all the very newest musical developments. His destination? Italy. His first employment was in the coastal town of Rimini. These days the area is probably best known as a sunny package tour holiday destination, but back in the 1400s it was ruled over by the feudal Malatesta family, whose coat of arms displayed three scowling faces, as in Malatesta. Their rather tragic history of love, revenge and murder is told in Dante's Divine Comedy. But by the time Dufay arrived, it all seems to have calmed down, and the wealthy Malatestas had emerged as patrons of the arts, their vast fortified castle decorated by some of the great painters of the day. Dufay was to stay there for just a year before moving on, but it's here that he composed the first of the two pieces in this next set, the ballad Revez-vous et faites chier louer, written for a family wedding. After that, we'll hear the pretty song Strenu aquem duxit, played together, literally, with the drawn-out chant Gaudeat in the lower part. Putting two separate pieces together like that, sort of juxtaposing different texts, was one of the ways composers explored harmony back in those days. And this piece, by Antonius de Civitate, was also written for a noble wedding celebration. But first, the Dufay ballad, which begins with some really skillful playing on the cornetto, the curved horn-like instrument that sounds rather like a gentle early trumpet.
Thank you.
Group La Reverie with a wedding song written in 1412 by Antonius de Civitate. And before that, we heard the ballad Revivue Fait Chielue by Dufay, introduced by the cornetto playing of Doron David Sherwin. Throughout his life, Dufay was to compose music in just about every genre. And while he didn't always break new ground, when it came to vocal music, he was keen to explore some of the latest styles, in particular something that we now call the isorhythmic motet. Actually, the name makes them sound more complicated than they were. The iso bit is simply the Greek for the same, and in musical terms, that basically means repeating the same figure, or the same snatch of phrase, round and round. Mind you, as you'll hear, it's not always that easy to follow them, as they can be sung slower or faster. They can be taken up by other voices or put into a different pitch. But this was an early way of unifying the various musical lines, in contrast to the older way of simply underpinning everything with a single line medieval chant. As you can imagine, writing an isorhythmic motet was a great way for composers like Dufay to show off their intellectual skills. And in this one, just to make sure everyone knew it was his, Dufay, I guess with a talent for maths as much as music, cleverly incorporated the letters of his name in the form of a riddle. But don't worry too much about all that. It's a mesmerising sound. Here's La Reverie with O Sancte Sebastiane, O Martia Sebastiane, from the early 1420s.
Thank you.
O Sancte Sebastiane, O Martia Sebastiane, a so-called isorhythmic motet by Guillaume Dufay, part of this programme of highlights from the concert given by La Reverdy at last summer's York Early Music Festival. By 1430, Dufay was now living in Rome and working as a singer in the papal choir. This lively song, Quel fronte signorile in paradiso, dates from around that time. And the second song we'll hear, which again features the cornetto, was probably written not long after, in honour of the Duke of Ferrara. Quel fronte Stop. La Reverie with two songs from the first half of the 1400s by Guillaume Dufay. As Dufay travelled around Italy from court to court and to some of the great ecclesiastical centres, he would have been exposed to the rich array of native musical styles, so different from the music of his homeland in northern France. We're going to hear another of his pieces in a moment, a solo song to the Virgin Mary. But first, music by an anonymous composer. It's called Belfiore, and it's everything that you'd expect to hear in medieval music. A dance feel and a sort of conversation between the instruments. In this case, between the cornet and the vielle, who are joined by the recorder. Very atmospheric.
Thank you.
A simple song to the Virgin Mary by Guillaume Dufay, a Franco-Flemish composer of the late 1400s, whose music was influenced by his years spent in Italy. And before that, we heard the delightful Belfiore. The two pieces in this next set, both by Dufay, are preserved in the same manuscript. Exultet Coelum Laudibus alternates between simple church chant and a heavenly combination of four high voices singing in parallel harmonies. But first, Mirandus Parit, which Dufay wrote in honour of the city of Florence, where the Pope had his court. Actually, the place probably felt more like a noisy building site in Dufay's time. The famous cathedral was still being constructed, and its great dome was still on the drawing board.
Thank you.
Church music by Dufay, performed by La Reverdie, part of this programme of highlights from their concert given at the York Early Music Festival over the summer. Well, time for just one more piece, another of Dufay's isorhythmic motets. And as if the music's not complex enough, Dufay has again given us a riddle, a name hidden in the music, which this time turns out to be that of Robert Auclou. Now, Auclou was an important man in Dufay's life. As the secretary to the papal legate, it was he who arranged for Dufay's first trip to Bologna. So does that mean that this piece is one of his early works, written when Dufay was just starting out on his travels? Well, not necessarily, As we know, their paths cross several times over the next decade or so. In fact, Oklu and Dufay met in Cambrai Cathedral when Dufay, now laden with glory and fame, had finally returned to his hometown. But he didn't forget his links with Italy. In fact, he kept close connections with all his friends, colleagues and patrons for the rest of his life. So to end today's show, the motet Rite Majorum, performed by La Reverdy.
Thank you. Music Through the Night, now on BBC Radio 3. Hello, I'm John Shea, and in this part of the programme I'm going to transport you back to June 2009, when music lovers descended on Geneva for 3 days and nights of music-making in the city's annual Fête de la Musique. Not many of the recordings on this programme are made in the open air, but even the Swiss make an exception at the height of summer, which is how this recital by the French pianist David Frey is accompanied by much tweeting, in the old-fashioned sense of the word, that is. I think Schubert, of all people, would have enjoyed the birdsong accompaniment. David's programme begins with his Allegretto in C minor, Deutsch 915. Back in the spring of 1827, when Austria still had a navy, Schubert's dear friend Ferdinand Walcher was called up for service, and before he left for Venice, the composer dedicated to him that Allegretto in C minor, Deutsch 915. David Frey was the pianist. Exactly a year later, Schubert composed this Allegretto in E-flat. It wasn't published until 40 years later, edited by Brahms. It's the second of his three pieces, now known as Deutsch 946.